Exodus 25:22, the mercy seat. I want to talk to you about grace and mercy. In the book of Exodus chapter 25, we see God beginning to speak to Moses about building a sanctuary, or also known as the tabernacle. Basically, from here until chapter 40, the end of the book, the tabernacle is talked about. We're not going to really talk much about the tabernacle today per se. We'll do that in future chapters. But to set the stage beforehand, the tabernacle is always a representation, a picture of Jesus Christ. Today we're going to look at the Ark of the Testimony and at the mercy seat, which again is another picture, a representation of Jesus Christ. What do I mean? Let's look at this together. In verse 10, the Bible says, "And they shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height." God is instructing the people to build a box roughly 4 feet in length by 2 feet in width and 2 feet in height. Verse 11, "You shall overlay it with pure gold. Inside and out you shall overlay it, and shall make on it a molding or a crown of gold all around." Skipping to verse 17, "You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width." Basically, the mercy seat was the box cover. It would sit on top of the ark. Now, when I say ark, don't think of Noah and the great ark. It's not a boat, but rather it's a box. Verse 18, "And you shall make 2 cherubim of gold. Of hammered work you shall make them at the 2 ends of the mercy seat." What's a cherubim? A cherubim is an angelic creature. Verse 21, "You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you." What's the testimony? It's the law. It's the Old Testament covenant. Verse 22, "And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim, which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel." Now, how does this relate to Jesus? First, we see that the ark was to be made of acacia wood. Wood is always symbolic to speaking of humanity. Next, in verse 11, that wood is to be overlaid with pure gold. Gold is always speaking of deity. Thus, we see wood wrapped in gold, human wrapped in deity. Or in other words, God in human flesh. There's also something very interesting about acacia wood. Acacia wood grows in the desert. It's a tree that grows spikes or has thorns all around it. What was placed upon Jesus' head? A crown of thorns. Not only that, the people who live in the desert, where these trees grow, will come up to the acacia tree and pierce it, and out will come this fluid substance that the people use to place on wounds. It's like an ointment. It's a healing balm. So too, it's like Jesus' blood that poured forth from him, that we are healed. We're healed emotionally, spiritually, physically. It's by his stripes we are healed. We also see the 2 cherubim placed at the ends of the mercy seat. When the women ran to the tomb of Jesus, who met them there? 2 angels. The similarities are striking. Let's look at verse 22 again. "And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat." Jesus is pictured as the ark and the mercy seat, and it's here that God wants to meet with us. Jesus says in the book of John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You see, it's through Jesus Christ and his sacrificial death that we have received grace and mercy. Jesus is the bridge between us and God. The Old Testament laws, rules, and regulations didn't cut it. It's not about trying to reach up to God through any sort of work, but rather about simply receiving the grace that God has poured out through his Son, Jesus. We have total access to the Father, to God, at any time, whenever we want it, because of Jesus. As we learn more about the Ark of the Covenant, we will learn that it was placed in the Holy of Holies. It was only during once a year that the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies and make a sacrifice to God. But after Jesus died on the cross, the veil that separated that Holy of Holies was torn in two, giving each and every one of us access to the Father at any time. May we constantly enter into His presence. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I receive the free gifts of grace and mercy. Thank you that I have access to you. Bless you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.